flat Dutch.
You should see.
Hey, I bought the same. I thought I was getting the same thing, but it didn't turn out to be the same.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that you might find spring up in the woods or fields after it rains. That little umbrella-shaped thing.
Yeah, I bought it and in my mouth I see what was the name of all the wild things that we've got. It was edible. Did you find
I'm interested just in about the edible kind and then the kind that you can eat.
Now, why is that? Right now, I cannot think. Well, the mushroom belongs to that.
Mushroom.
Yes, mushroom. That, and that's just a little thing that grows up on a... Then, how about an umbrella?
Is that the old-fashioned name for it?
Well, I believe it would be. I never did. Well, we didn't gather that. My things from the mountain and all were flowers and things like that.
Yeah.
Far around my pool.
Okay, now, can you eat mushrooms? That the old-fashioned?
I don't know that we've ever eaten them or fixed them to eat, and I don't really know.
What about the kind of poison? Does that have another name?
I really don't know. That's something that I haven't had any experience with.
Yeah, I think it's either sort of a toadstool or frog bench or something like that.
Now, what is that? What about feel something that is... Edible.
Something similar to a mushroom. Toadstool, frog bench, frog stool, fairy cat, frog table.
No, that is frog. Not familiar to me.
Okay. Say a man had a really badly sore throat. He couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow good.
Okay. So he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Yes, he couldn't swallow.
Okay. Things that people smoke made out of tobacco.
My brothers used to use rabbit tobacco. That's kids' doings, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen them many a time. I guess you'd call them cigarettes out of that rabbit tobacco.
Okay, this is something like this. Something thicker and longer than a cigarette.
That's a cigarette.
Okay. Say someone offered to do you a favor, and you tell them, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be what?
Well, I don't want to inhabit it to something that isn't good for my health and like that.
Okay. But suppose someone offers to do you a favor though. You feel like if you accept their favor, that'll put you in a position of being
criticized.
I'm thinking obligated or beholden. Okay,
yes.
Would you use women's words?
Well, I don't know what I generally say if I don't want to. I do appreciate your offering it, but I believe. Thank you, Father. But I don't believe I care for it.
Okay, but would you say, I don't want to be what? Would you say obligated or beholden?
Yes.
Which of these, how would you say that?
Well, I don't know how that I have ever used that, but I... Maybe beholding would be all right, or obligated. They both mean the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Someone asks you about doing a certain job, and you tell them, sure, I...
Do the best I can with it.
Okay. Someone asks you, though, if you're able to, and you say, sure, I do it.
I'm glad to do it.
Okay. If someone says, can you do that? And you say, no, I...